Alex, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me on, Ruby.
My absolute pleasure. Now, first things first, Flash games, of course, have left a mark on so many people in many different ways. How have Flash games impacted gaming culture in particular?
I think one of the things that you have to remember with Flash is that when Flash first came out, you didn't even have things like Google, right? Like Google came after Flash, Amazon came after Flash, and it was released in this time period where you had to know how to build things by hand. You know, you had to know how to code. You had to be able to deal with the very many intricacies of ancient Windows 95 and 98 of things breaking if you wanted anything to work. You know, back to using, you know, Ask Jeeves and AltaVista or Yahoo. That was what the internet was like back then. And a lot of people accessed the internet through dial-up modems. So the internet was very slow. It was very text-based. You know, probably remember things like MSN and ICQ or maybe some IRC if you're on that. And so what Flash did is it sort of opened up a new wave, not just for people coming on and experiencing the internet, but it also opened up this platform for a new wave of designers to go, I don't know how to write in something like maybe machine code or like a proper programming language, but I can put some graphics together. I can visually make this all work and I can create a simple animation or a video or a website.
Yeah, right. And I mean, successful indie Flash game developers often move to work in higher positions with the industry. And I mean, like everybody nowadays, they're using programs like Unity and such. But how do you think Flash games and the creation of Flash games kind of impacted the industry itself?
Flash games also, when you open up a new platform for new designers to come in, it also means you have a space for new ideas to be tried or for people to basically find their voice, essentially, not to unlike, you know, freelance writing or radio or podcasts or something like that. So a lot of that early era Flash design of games would often go and find itself on in later releases or, you know, they would become massive hits of their own right because the developers would sort of try them out. They would become a successful Flash game on like Newgrounds or something like that. And then they'd re-release the game on Steam or on consoles, the Switch and what have you. A really great example is The Binding of Isaac, which is a game that it was kind of very simple and you were sort of going around and it went from its early Flash beginnings and it didn't just, you know, sell millions and millions of copies on other platforms. It also helped redefine conventions around certain genres of games. It ended up generating one of the most incredible sort of real life puzzles that we've ever seen in video games. And it also, a lot of designers then turned and looked at what was essentially a Flash game for cues for their own design when they wanted to incorporate things like, you know, what is a roguelike? What can you do with a simple action platformer? You know, a lot of Flash games helped change people's attitudes on difficulty because many Flash games were platformer-based, for instance. That was just sort of the limitations and the basics of what people were working with. So the focus of those games is more on level design and more on sort of the base mechanics. And so you had instances where, oh, Super Meat Boy came out initially as a Flash game, and then when it came out onto bigger platforms, more and more people started to realize as gamers and as the industry that, hey, people like these kinds of games again. And we kind of just didn't really realize because so much of the games industry was focused on, you know, doing its own thing with like the Wii and the Xbox and big budget development that they'd sort of forgotten the sort of new waves of design and what appealed to people over in this weird little Flash world.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, as you said, like Super Meat Boy and The Binding of Isaac, they both had their humble beginnings on like Newgrounds. And then I think both of them have now been released in full on Switch, which is crazy. And I mean, many academic journals and articles about video game history and markets seem to ignore Flash-based games. So why do you think this is so? I mean, given its impact.
I think Flash-based games aren't as, not to use a pun, but they're not kind of as flashy, right? They're not like a AAA release, like a Cyberpunk or a Grand Theft Auto. They don't tend to sell in the hundreds of millions of units like those games do, or they don't get the hundreds of millions of downloads that you see today with a lot of mobile games. And just to be clear as well, there are plenty of mobile games, you know, in Australia and around the world that get like 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, 80 million downloads that most people don't hear about or don't talk about, because that's just kind of where the industry is at that point. But I think it's also because a lot of Flash games were very transient experiences. There were things that you play and you enjoy and you go back and you enjoy. But something like a Bloons TD series, which is a good example, it's one of the most successful tower defense things that have ever come out of Newgrounds. A lot of people remember playing it and a lot of people had fun with it, but Bloons TD did not go and change other genres. It didn't have that industry-wide impact. And that, the same could be said for a lot of Flash games. You know, they hold a place in people's heart, but they don't have that same kind of sway over the industry. And when you have a lot of preservation talks, when you have a lot of historical retrospectives and things like that, they tend to focus on the stuff that makes more waves, the stuff that changes the products that come after them. And Flash games don't have as big of a history in doing that.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, I guess partly at the end of the day, it's all about money as well, because Flash games were very much kind of accessible to everybody that, you know, had an internet connection. So last but certainly not least, with no effective preservation method for Flash games, and, you know, they were on Newgrounds, Armor Games, and even Adobe themselves, these games and these stories made on Flash have pretty much been lost. Do you think they should have kind of been preserved, like music, film, and other game mediums?
So the preservation efforts haven't completely come to a halt, and this has been a long time coming. One of the things that kind of helped Flash was that even in, like, the mid-2000s, as HTML standards started to develop and they were better able to cope with where people's internet connections were, Flash started to be used less and less for development, really outside of video games. And Flash just became kind of like, you know, baby's first video game, you know, the first thing you put your feet into. So Adobe had already started to move away from Flash, and so had the industry at a large point at that time. And in 2011, Adobe actually said outright, we're not going to be developing Flash anymore. So the industry knew for a very long time that this was coming, and it's actually been, you know, in 2017, Adobe said, you know, this is going to be the end of life cutoff date. So there's been almost a full decade of getting ready for the shutdown of Flash, as it were. And over that time, there have been work on emulators done, much like what we have with DOS is a good example. There's also some emulators that are done with, you know, console platforms like the Wii and Wii U and things like that, but those are not, don't have the same kind of official support as what we've got for Flash and DOS. And the Internet Archive has been using one of those to try and preserve a lot of these older Flash games. Now, they're not going to be able to store all of them without the support of the public, much like a lot of the older Amiga and DOS and Commodore 64 and Spectrum ZX and all of those games. You know, they need people who have those, the old media and the old files, to actually upload them in. But there is a way to keep these games alive. And they, just like they used to in the old days, they all run through the browser.
Right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great having a chat about this.
No, thank you so much. And please enjoy Flash Game at any time.